morning.
Way too happy this morning. No. Christina Balzerini with us here today as we talk about, well, we've had folks, gosh, Walt, I think since our first year.
Off and on, they've been in.
We've had you with the tour to UP, but it's been a little while, so let's just start with the basic questions.
All right.
For instance, Christina, so what is the tour to UP?
The tour to UP is a five-day bike tour. We pick different locations throughout the UP each year, and this is our fundraiser for Teaching Family Homes. We... because we pick a different area of the UP each year, it remains to have some variety to it and something new every year for people to experience. So whether you go on the tour every year or not, there's always something new to experience.
So what's the plan? What's the path? Where are we going this year?
This year, we are starting in Gladstone, and then we're coming up through Rock and Gwin, and then coming up to Marquette, staying at Tourist Park for three nights and doing a day trip from Marquette to Nagani and Ishbroom one day, and then where the participants will have a day off where they can bum around Marquette, check out the sites and the businesses, and then we'll make our way from Marquette to a train through Eben Junction, and they'll stay overnight, and then the last day they go from around the Trenary area back to Gladstone.
Purpose of this is to do what?
The purpose of this is obviously as a fundraiser for Teaching Family Homes. And then also just it's another fun way to showcase the UP. I mean, we mostly get people from other states. There's very few people who actually are from the UP that participate. We mostly get people from Florida, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, all over the place that come up here every year just for this tour.
Well, what does that say about the event? Seriously, if you're hauling in people from that far away here, that's got to speak volumes into just how successful this has been.
Well, and we have a 60% return rate of the same people who come year after year, so they love it. They kind of compare it to a family reunion each year. They just love it.
About how many people are we talking about?
Usually 80 to 100 people.
It's a pretty good group.
Yikes.
Yeah, so it's big enough, but yet it's small enough. Some people don't like participating in the really big events. I think it's a little overwhelming for them.
Well, I mean, in years gone by, I mean, we've heard stories of entire families, mom, dad, kids, the whole bit. And that's really kind of the key to the whole thing, too, is to keep that feel to this whole
thing. Yes. Last year we had a family from Minnesota that came, and they had three kids. They all did the entire thing, and they had so much fun. They said that this is going to be their summer vacation every year, that they just had a great time.
Focus in on the tour to UP. We kind of gave them the what's earlier on here. The why's, exactly. I mean, this is a fundraiser, as you said, for Teaching Family Homes. And the money is used for what?
The money is used for recreation programs for our youth. As many of you know, the youth that we have at Teaching Family Homes have suffered some really horrible situations, whether it be abuse, neglect, or maybe there's mental illness or delinquency. They have some very adult problems, and we want to give them the chance to just enjoy being a kid. That's something that they don't always get to do. And so the money from this fundraiser is always to help build those recreational programs and give them a chance to just enjoy life a little bit more.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, I mean, this is now, what, 19 years of this? Obviously, it's gone pretty well.
Yeah. It's gone really well. And one thing that's new this year is we're offering optional day rides. There's a lot of people who are avid bike riders but don't have the chance to do a whole five-day bike ride. So we thought it would be great to offer these one-day bike rides for people who maybe they just want to, you know, start and do the Ishpeming Nagani leg with us and then come back to Marquette. So that's something that's also available this year. You could do Gladstone to Marquette, the Marquette Nagani Ishpeming Day, or Marquette to Superior Central School.
Now, is that by request? Is that something that the riders brought to your attention or something you guys just dreamt up and said, let's try this?
We just thought we would like to try it this year, especially since we would be in Marquette for 3 days. And we know that there are a lot of people who always tell us, hey, I would love to participate, but I can't do 5 days right now. So it's a nice chance for them to still support the organization and have some fun and get out there.
Okay, so how does one register? How does one get involved?
You can register at www.tourtoup.com, or you can call our office at 249-KIDS. You can talk to me, or that's all you have to say is, you know, I'm calling about the tour, and they'll direct you right away to the right person. So,
is there a cutoff on this?
No, we'll take registrations, you know, up until the end here, but the early date or early registration date has already passed. That was June 15th. But there's still, obviously, you know, a couple weeks here to go where you could still register.
Well, the dates, as we've neglected to mention, I think, here are August 2nd through the 6th. So this is a little ways off, but people should start planning for this.
Yes.
Pretty soon here. And again, the phone number to find you, my dear.
249-KIDS.
And the website one more time.
www.tourdup.com.
And a very handy little brochure.
Yes,
can we hold
very.
One of these?
Yes,
the
please do.
We have a couple extra here. You can stop by our studios, maybe browse those or pick those up.